This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois, people who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 13, 2013. Restrictions apply. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Don't miss the radial tractor tire rebate at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield.
First of all, on the Farm Show this morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 680 and a half, up 9 3/4. July wheat trading at 686 and a half, up 9 1/4. May corn trading at 643, up 2 1/2. July corn trading at 629 and a quarter, up 2. May soybeans trading at 1309, down a nickel. July beans trading at 1366, down 8 1/2. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat ended the day at 670 and 3/4, up 6 3/4. July wheat ended at 677 and a quarter, up 8 1/4. September wheat ended at 688, up 9 3/4. May corn ended at 640 and a half, down 1 3/4. July corn ended at 627 and a quarter, up a half. September corn, 554 and 3/4, up 3 3/4. May soybeans yesterday ended at 1394, up 3 1/4. July beans, 1374 and a half, up 2 1/4, excuse me. And August beans ended at 1342, up 3. May soybean meal yesterday, 402.10, up 36. July meal, $399, up 38. August meal, $386.70, up 44. May soybean oil yesterday ended at $49.59, down 47. July oil, $49.88, down 44. August oil, $49.91, down 46. May oats yesterday ended at $367.50, down 8 3/4. July oats, $363, down 8 1/4. The cash grain report is not available to us on this Wednesday morning, so we'll go to the livestock futures from the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. April hogs, 80.95, down 35. May hogs, 89.95, down a nickel. June hogs, 91.85, up 27. April cattle yesterday, 127.42, down $1.32. June cattle, 122.82, down $1.27. August cattle, 123.60, down $1.20. April feeder cattle yesterday, 144.72, down 80. May feeders, 147.10, down 57. August feeders, 153.65, down 72. And the cash livestock market report also unavailable on this Wednesday morning. Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday. For butter, 163 and a quarter, up a quarter. For block cheese, 169 and a quarter, unchanged. For barrel cheese, 161 and a quarter, up a half. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Tuesday, $17.33. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, $6.46. For May, $6.64. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, $6.38. And for May, $6.56. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $14.11. And for May, $13.96. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.50. For more information or to confirm the bids, you can call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield, $6.46, corn at Scottville, $6.38, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $14.11, and wheat at Scottville, $6.50. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning. Right now, color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
If you're going to challenge the status quo, you don't do so timidly. You've got to dig a little deeper and aim a little higher. Introducing FS Envision Seed Corn, engineered with genetic muscle to outperform expectations. We're the challenger brand, but make no mistake, we're here to unseed the top seed. See your local FS member company or visit fsenvision.com. Powered by Green Plan Solutions.
Across mid-Illinois today, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 50s and light north winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, Thursday, once again, partly cloudy, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday becoming cloudy and warmer with a chance of showers Saturday night and Sunday. Low temperatures in the upper 40s, high temperatures in the low 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have light north winds. The barometric pressure is steady. Partly cloudy skies, 27 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Listen for daytime broadcasts of St. Louis Cardinals baseball on WSMI AM 1540. Brought to you by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Saveview Tech on State Street in Litchfield, saving your technology today and tomorrow. St. Louis Regional Airport, and by FNB, First National Bank in Raymond, Morrisonville, Girard, Burden, and Pawnee. And for the broadcast schedule of Cardinals baseball, check out our website, WSMIRadio.com.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade. He commented on last week's planting intentions and grain stocks report that sent markets much lower overnight.
Well, it really did, particularly the corn stocks number. And then when you put the corn stocks number together with the wheat stocks number, I think that's what really has the trade baffled. Really trying to figure out how we could have such a big drop in implied usage. We should probably say that when you look at all the demand categories, all of them are pretty much known ahead of time except feed usage. So the trade then takes the stocks number, subtracts it from the previous 3 month stocks number, and that's assumed usage, and then you can break out the categories you know, and the remainder is feed usage. When you look at total usage, it generally declines from first quarter to second quarter by about 17%. That's because in the first quarter, the livestock producers really buy up when basis is weak, and that's considered usage. In the second quarter, generally slows by 17%. This time it slowed by 32%, which was the largest decline from first to second quarter in nearly three decades. Trades really scratched its head over, but it really convinced the funds that the tight stock story is over.
Also, last week, the hogs and pigs report came out, and it really didn't show much change in those numbers. Now, with all those pigs needing feed, would that be a factor?
Well, it is a factor, and that's another reason it's confusing, because poultry at the same time has been increasing as well. You look at the beef sector. The trade was expecting feed usage to drop off as we go through the year because of decline in cattle numbers because of the cow herd getting smaller. But because of the drought in the southwestern plains, calves were brought into the feedlot earlier and in a heavier pace at the first part of the second quarter. Now it trailed off at the last of the second quarter. But the net effect should not have been to see this kind of feed reduction. Basically, there's a couple of possible explanations. One, USDA may have realized that it underestimated the size of the 2012 crop. The second is the on-farm storage mechanism. We're increasing more and more on-farm storage, a statistical aberration of maybe under-reporting in the first quarter, over-reporting in the second quarter. Then that bears the question, what then will that same survey show at the end of the third quarter in the June 28th report?
And what that June 28th report, well, that's a long way off already. So
exactly right. So we have to wait another 3 months before we would even have the chance for some type of a bullish, if in fact that actually occurs.
That was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Here's the cost of production report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Illinois Production Cost Report for March the 28th. In our report this week, anhydrous ammonia ranged from $8.75 to $900 a ton, an average of $8.86.04. That's up 97 cents for the time period. Urea ranged from $5.05 up to $5.60 per ton, an average of $5.29.67. That's down $2.03 a ton. Liquid 28% nitrogen spread ranged from $3.50 up to $402 a ton, an average price of $3.82.16. That's up $1.99 per ton. Diammonium phosphate ranged from $5.55 up to $630 a ton, an average of $593.58. That's down $5.11 per ton. And monoammonium phosphate ranged from $5.90 up to $6.38 per ton, an average of $607.67. That's down $15.93 a ton. And the potash ranged from $5.30 up to $600 a ton, an average price of $567.31. That's up $3.31. And farm delivered diesel fuel ranged from $3.47 up to $3.70 a gallon, an average price of $3.56. That's down 11 cents from our prior report. That completes our Illinois Production Cost Report. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Right now, we'll join Rita Frazier of the Farm Bureau Radio Network. She continues her conversation with Ivan Dozier, formerly of the Macoupin County Natural Resources and Conservation Service.
I'm Rita Frazier, reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. More today from Ivan Dozier, our state conservationist. We talked with Ivan recently about the farm bill and the question marks that still exist with the farm bill and conservation programs.
You know, I would have to say, Rita, this is the crookedest question mark that I've ever seen in all of these years. It's got more twists and turns. But the thing that we try to tell our people is stay focused on our job at hand. And our job at hand is getting conservation on the land no matter what tools we have, whether it's EQIP, whether we have to go after other funding, whether it's just providing technical assistance, to have our folks focus on our job at hand, those things that we can change. I know that's hard to do. I think the Serenity Prayer goes a little bit along those same lines, but it fits. Focus on what our job is. Let's get that conservation out there on the land.
You have helped so many farmers along the way in every county, but now you've told me that your son has chosen a career, really, that involves conservation, and that's huge.
Yeah, it was kind of neat when he decided to go into crop sciences, and he's getting ready to graduate. Those 4 years went by fast, but this is his last semester, and he just found out last week he's been accepted into grad school at the University of Illinois, and he's actually going to be working on a cover crop study. So that's going to be kind of neat, too. So maybe we'll be learning a little bit from each other.
And so, I guess, final question, you know, what are your hopes? I mean, you're in a position now and leading the state in this effort. What are your hopes for Illinois?
You know, I am still very optimistic that, like I said before, we have a need and we have the people that have that desire. And I think we're still going to continue to have a role to play. We're going to help find the ways to go work with foundations and other sources that can bring more resources back into Illinois, and I think it's going to make our job even more challenging as we develop these new partnerships. But I think we're going to have that role to play, and we've got the people in place here that care about the land and want to do something, and things are changing out there on the landscape, and people recognize that, And I think we're going to need each other. We're going to need these strong partnerships. And I'm optimistic that we're going to keep doing some good things and truly start to see that we're making a difference. We hear about these off-site things, hypoxia. We were talking about greenhouse gases, things like that. I think we're going to be able to see and demonstrate that farmers are making a difference in the things that they can control.
State conservationist Ivan Dozier reporting for WSMI. I'm Rita Frazier.
The industry-wide Cooperative Meat Identification Standards Committee has granted the National Pork Board and the Beef Checkoff Program approval to introduce updated Uniform Retail Meat Identification Standards nomenclature for fresh beef and pork for retailers to use on pack. The changes were the culmination of extensive consumer research that showed an opportunity to build consumer confidence in shopping for and preparing beef and pork. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service also reviewed the revised nomenclature. Retailers, packers, and scale label companies were engaged in the process as well. Jim Henger, Senior Executive Director of B2B Marketing for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the feedback and approval from the Standards Committee means retailers and packers can begin to implement their new names and labels to give them a competitive advantage and drive meat department sales. National Pork Board Director of Retail Marketing Patrick Fleming says this is a historic event for the meat industry. He notes the cross-industry effort to develop new common names was completely consumer-driven and was recognized as critical to keeping meat on the center of the plate. Online entry for the 2013 National Corn Yield Contest is now open. Farmers can quickly and easily submit all necessary entry forms and take advantage of that special early entry discount using the online format. Entry fees are reduced to $80 until June 15th. National Corn Growers Association Production and Stewardship Action Team Chair Dean Taylor says the online entry option makes taking advantage of that early entry discount easier than ever. As planting season gets underway in many parts of the country, Taylor encourages members to take advantage of this discount and use the easy online entry form and become part of the contest. Current NCGA members should have their membership ID ready when they go online to enter. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 680 and a half, up 9 3/4. July wheat trading at 686 and a quarter, up 9. May corn trading at 642 and a half, now 642 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. July corn trading at 629, up 1 1/4. May soybeans trading at 1388 and a quarter, down now trading at 1388 and 3/4, down 5 1/4. July beans trading at 1365, or now trading at 1366 and a half, that's down 8. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau.